Hi, I'm Malzahn Zouvet, editor-in-chief of the Highlander newspaper, and here's what caught my eye this week. Antarctica is going green, and not in a good way. The polar ice caps are melting at a rapid rate. It is disintegrating quickly, and there's massive fear that eventually this is like unstoppable. So 30 years is kind of the time frame we're looking at, but Antarctica, in the realm of us, you know, not really paying attention to global warming anymore, at least in the administration. That's kind of what's going on this week.
Hi, I'm John Hammond, lead sports editor. What caught my eye this week was Odell Beckham Jr. signed a 5-year contract with Nike for a shoe endorsement worth only $25 million. It's the biggest shoe deal in the NFL, and it seems kind of small. $25 million over 5 years? I don't know. Kind of tiny.
My name is Evan Ismail. I'm the assistant news editor. What caught my eye this week was the Supreme Court on Monday struck down 2 North Carolina congressional districts for basically saying that they're unconstitutional and violate the Voting Rights Act. These happened, like I said, in North Carolina, and they said that they relied too heavily on race in drawing them.
This is Jasper Rigo, and I am the assistant photo editor. And what caught my eye this week is a massive landslide which covers Highway 1 in southern Big Sur. For those of you who aren't familiar with where that is, some of you might have seen some fancy Instagram pictures of Mikaway Falls. So if you're thinking about heading there for summer camping, who knows if the highway will be open anytime soon.
And with that, let's begin Highlander Newsroom. Again, I'm your host, Miles Andrews Duvet, editor-in-chief of the Highlander newspaper, and we have these wonderful people that you just heard alongside me at the table. And we're going to start with our editorial, issue 29. Our editorial topic is on what we call the bell tower trolls. I don't know if you can think of a better word for them. The demonstrators, right?
No, trolls
that's
is
definitely
good.
Trolls is good. I think that's more than fair.
Hardcore trolls.
Okay, yeah. There it is. Yeah, and for those who are unaware, there's basically been, was it just a week where this was occurring?
This was like only a week, I think, this year.
Yeah, it was just this year.
Long enough.
It was just a week in the last quarter, at least. And, yeah, there are about, 4 or 5 trolls.
Trolls.
Hyper-Christian.
Hyper-agitating.
Hyper-agitating. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't really consider those Christians.
I don't either.
Disgusting human beings.
They probably anyway, yeah, basically people out there condemning yoga pants and
Muslims
and everything.
Muslims,
basically,
and
everything,
sexuality, yeah, and as sins, and you're going to hell. And this is on a campus where students, in an area at the bell tower where students are actively walking or hanging out on days like Wednesdays in the afternoon when clubs and organizations are tabling events such as Nooners and concerts are happening at that area. And they're out there actively antagonizing other students, pointing out and directing their, I guess, their critiques toward particular students. And, yeah, it was just kind of it was a very big discussion for that week when it was occurring. They've disappeared since, and I don't believe it's because the campus stepped in to do anything, but we took the stance that, if it's something that, it's something that the campus probably should avoid touching on. Right.
Yes,
at least administrators, because it's a tough line to toe, essentially. Right. I mean, if you're saying they can't speak freely on campus, then it's like other groups, you know, are other groups going to have the same kind of clout. Right. So it's a question that's still, I guess, up in the air. For some, it's like, okay, if they're actively pointing out certain students, they're not students here. And what if they're here just soliciting, what they're here for money? You know, then are they really allowed to be here? But nonetheless, what were your guys' thoughts? Did you guys have any particular encounters that you recall? If you talk about that, Jasper?
Yeah, so this is actually a topic that makes me quite angry. Okay. Personally, being a Christian myself, I do not believe that these people are Christians at all. Just, you know, some of the things I've, I guess, grown up believing and things like that. But more importantly, just the way that they act towards people. And so it's just an inhumane way to talk to people. And a couple encounters I had was one, after spring splash, after taking photos for the Highlander newspaper, I was waiting out at the front by lot one, which is one of our parking lots. And there's this guy standing there with his sign, you know, the common sign, you're going to go to hell if this, and his loudspeaker, and telling people they're going to be splashing into hell. And saying all these, you know, derogatory things that just made me angry. And then, of course, the students are obviously angry themselves. But I think, you know, in a lot of these cases, the best things to do is just to walk away. They want your attention. They want you to get angry. And that's all that they want. I walked past the bell tower last week or the week before that was happening. Saw a small group gathering there, yelling back at them. And I even told some of the students, hey, you should just leave. They're not worth your time. They're not worth your energy. They're not worth your effort. You should just leave. And the guy was saying, oh, are there any logical Christian men out here? Because I want to speak to logical Christian men who can hold a conversation. If you're a homosexual or a woman, you should leave because I won't be able to hold a conversation with you. So that's just a couple of my encounters with them. It makes me extremely angry. But again, I think the better thing to do is just to take the higher road and walk away.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is a really good life lesson in there will be trolls no matter where you go. Like, in life, no matter what, there's going to be people like this who are just antagonizers. And even if they're not to this degree, you know, there's going to be coworkers you have that you don't get along with. And as far as, like, you know, administration stepping in, I agree with Miles. That's a really, really difficult line to walk because at the end of the day, it's free speech, right? They have just as much of a right to say what they have to say as anybody else. And it's up to us, as, you know, the students of the UC and just upstanding human beings in general, to just ignore them. You know, just keep walking. Like, you see them there, just keep walking. Don't antagonize them, because I don't know about any other year, because I'm a fourth year, so I've seen them for a while. I don't know if anyone else, they had a camera this year, which leads me to believe that they're trying to incite agitation so they can get it on film, so they can be like, oh, look, we are the victims, right? I don't know if that's exactly what they're trying to do, but bottom line is, regardless, avoid them. Walk by them. If you see them, you just smile and nod, you know, just like, I don't know, for me, just ignore them, you know? Like, they're always, there's always going to be people like that, and it's just going to be up to us to just ignore them. I mean, we're supposed to be, you know, we're the future of the generation, right? We're, like, supposed to be educated college students, so we need to learn that, like, this is going to happen, and we just have to ignore them and avoid them.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, they obviously really offended me. I mean, obviously, as a Muslim and coming from a family who's also Muslim, it was really agitating and very offensive to see that. I mean, like, for me, I understand that, you know, they have a right to free speech. I'm like, okay, well, you know, that's their opinion. They're entitled to their opinion. Obviously, it's completely fundamentally wrong in my opinion. But, you know, they do have a right to speak, and there's no reason why we should be infringing on that right to speak unless they're causing issues, like they're going into classes and trying to disrupt classes and things like that. All they're doing is just standing by the bell tower and spouting off, and there's not a problem with that. You know, I mean, there isn't. There just isn't. So, I mean, it is offensive. It's wrong. It's just wrong, period. But they're not causing any real issues. And with that being said, we shouldn't be infringing on the right to speak. Right. Absolutely not.
Especially, like, I think the chancellor sends out an email about it, you know, to ignore them, not to provoke them. You know, it's always the second guy that gets penalized, right? So if they come out and they're just being obnoxious to the nth degree, and then a UCR student retaliates, now we're the problem. You know, the UC system, the UC students get branded as the problem, right? So it's better to just let them sit there and just run out of steam, and then they'll go on their merry way. You know, until they put their hands on a student or are soliciting things and do some sort of violation of what the UC allows for, like, you know, demonstrators to do, then I would see no problem with them removing them. But until then, they're just yahoos.
Yep. And it's a PR nightmare for the school to even try to even try to shut that down. So it's better just to ignore them and just go on their way. I mean, even though it may be infuriating and, you know, you may want to just call them on it and be like, look, you're not being very smart right now. Then, yeah. I mean, you just need to keep walking and just ignore them, because they feed off of all the crowds. You know, when there's 50, 60 students crowding around them just to argue with them, you know, they love that. They feed on that. And that's what they want to bring back to their congregation and be like, look, you know, we're being attacked. And look at all these, you know, tolerant college students, quote unquote. So, I mean, that's literally what they called tolerant liberals, right? So, I mean, they want to bring that back to their congregation and say, like, look, you know, we're persecuted, we're this, we're that. And so it's better just to not let them have that power and just keep moving, you know?
Don't fight fire with fire. Yep. And I think this is a classic example of that.
Yeah, it becomes interesting, especially because, like, I think it's harder to just be silent if they are if you're a student that they're directly talking to.
Right.
Like, I saw it, you know, with women who would walk by wearing yoga pants. Or
if you're a Muslim woman wearing yoga pants and you walk by.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Right? And yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I saw it happen where they were directly pointing out particular students. It's like how, I guess you have to, like, you know, kind of just swallow it at that point. But it's not as easy as it sounds to just say, hey, like, ignore them. If you're a student put in that position.
Yeah.
Especially if you're of an already marginalized community, right?
Right.
And you're just being further, and that's just exacerbated by these people out here, these trolls out here with these signs saying you're going to hell.
Right.
Right.
But, I mean, taking the high road is never the easy thing.
It's never.
Right? It's not. It's not. But, yeah.
But I would like, but what I have seen and heard around campus is, you know, from a student reaction is good, because I've heard a lot of people say, like, oh yeah, they're ridiculous, they're crazy, don't listen to them. So it definitely seems like, you know, the student body is kind of like in solidarity with each other, but like, don't listen to them, right? Like, nobody seems to be on their side, right? Like, everybody seems to, like, yeah, you know, band together and like, hey,
right,
leave them alone,
right?
Right. Yeah. Like, I've seen when these guys are pointing out students, you know, I've seen other people in the crowd like yell back at them, like, you know, don't you dare, right? Like, so it's nice to see that we're like standing up for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we can't retaliate, right? You can stand up for each other by like grabbing your buddy and like, hey, we're going, we're leaving, we're out of here.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously we don't want to infringe on anything they say. Free speech is great, but my question is, where does it get to the point where it's no longer just speaking what's on your mind and freedom of speech, to it gets to be hate speech, right? Or even to the point where, I don't know, where can you kind of draw the line on these things?
You know, you can't draw the line. I mean, hate speech is protected whether we like it or not. So, you know, you can't, just because they're saying something that you don't like and that offends you and hurts you, doesn't mean they don't have the right to say it. So, unfortunately, in my view, there really isn't a line to draw unless it crosses the line to the point where they're beating people up and it's practically a riot. I mean, there's no line until it reaches a physical level. So, you know, they can say practically whatever they want, and they have a right to say that, you know, unless it starts to incite violence or it starts to incite, you know, chaos, and then it's not protected anymore. But hate speech is protected, and there's nothing we can do about that.
Right. It just kind of goes back to, this is a really good example of what not to be, right? Like,
yeah,
this is a great building block in just being the bigger person, right? Like, especially for a lot of us being, you know, young adults about to get into like the real world, like, this is a great story to tell your kids, right? Like, hey, there's gonna be that version of kids on the playground, right? Like, you just got to be the bigger person, you know. You don't stoop to their level, right?
Yeah.
Especially as, you know, going to UCR, like, being a UC student, right? Like, that's something to be proud of. Don't stoop to their level, right? Yeah. Be the bigger person. Let them spout their nonsense. Like I said, they'll get tired eventually.
You know, at least we can rest easy. There was only four of them, right?
I know,
I mean,
like,
so that's a good sign. At least
like
some, right? That's at least some consolation.
Right?
That there was
they,
only
yeah,
four of
it's
them.
Getting smaller.
So, yeah.
I just wish like the students would just all. I think that if, I mean, obviously it's hard again to take the high road, but if we had just all ignore them and not even kind of just fall into their trap, I guess they. I don't think they would stay for very long. They'd keep shouting, but people.
No, I mean, I'm guilty of it. I went and stood next to them, me and a couple of friends. We watched it. So I was guilty of watching them, too. I mean, I was generally curious what they had to say. I mean, you can't get offended if you don't know what they're saying. So, I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was guilty of it. I went up and watched them and wanted to... I was curious about what they were talking about, even though I think that they're flat out wrong. And, you know, it's offensive. I still was curious about it. And I think, you know, to a certain degree, that's okay. But there does get to a point where you just need to leave. And that's what we did.
Yeah, it's so, like, obviously hate speech is, you know, protected. But do you guys think there should be any further or, I guess, more specific regulations or stipulations on a campus or on a UC campus? Should a university have, like, draw maybe a stricter or, darker line between that? What do you guys think?
Absolutely not. I don't really think that the university has any power here, nor should they. I mean, like I said before, this is, if they do try to infringe on any of this, it's going to be a PR nightmare for them.
Yeah.
Somebody across this country is going to be outraged, and it's going to gather negative attention for the UC, specifically UCR. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing right now, I just by doing nothing, I think is the best thing to do, because, you know, there's no reason why we should, unless it crosses the line into physical harm and riots and chaos, that's when you should be doing something. But, you know, when they're just sitting there spouting off about their, you know, opinions, they're not doing anything wrong. Yeah. And I don't really think the UC should be doing anything else or anything more.
This kind of reminds me of the editorial we wrote, I think it was the last quarter or fall quarter, about the Dalai Lama coming to UCSD, right? How everybody sees the Dalai Lama as, you know, a positive figure, right? Someone who preaches tolerance and love, but like the Chinese Student Union there saw him as the opposite, right? So, and that was another one of those things where it was like a free speech area. I think it'd be the same thing here. Like, yeah, if somebody was here speaking, you know, the complete 180 opposite of what they were doing,
yeah,
that would be protected as well. And even if people were like, oh, you're just, you know, pansy liberal, they'd be upset about it. They're still protected for it, right? So regardless of which end of the spectrum you fall on here, your speech is still protected until, you know, like what Evan said, we've been saying, until this becomes violent, until they start putting their hands on students, until they start threatening students, or, you know, just trying to incite violence, mm-hmm, then they're pretty much protected under every law that I could think of for free speech, including university policy. And like Evan said, it'd be a PR nightmare to come in and remove them just because we don't like what they have to say.
I think the only thing that, you know, the UC system and UCR can do is simply just within the university promote, you know, an acceptance and a tolerance of these things. And even just, not even just an acceptance and tolerance, but even just promoting the fact that we should just, I would say, love one another, honestly. And if we have different beliefs, that's okay, but we don't need to, I suppose, we don't need to act like the way that these trolls did, right? We don't need to go around and bash, you know, people's heads with a stick about what we believe in, whatever that might be. And simply, yeah, just having, you know, again, UCR itself just saying, you know what, we're better. We're better than these people. We're bigger than these people, right? So, yeah, I think that's all we can do as
absolutely
of right now.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Biggest takeaway, don't feed the trolls.
You know? Yep, definitely.
Just let them be.
Yeah. Yeah, well, speech has been, I guess, a subject throughout Riverside recently, in Riverside schools. Another article you'll see on our front cover this week is in regards to trustee in the Alvord Unified School District.
Yeah, Alvord Unified School District.
Yeah, which is the Riverside Area School District. Trustee Joseph Barahan is under fire for Facebook post, racist Facebook post. Excuse me, I have a lisp. So it just comes out every now and then. Racist Facebook posts, which were targeting undocumented immigrants and African Americans. This was on his private Facebook account. And one of the posts he allegedly wrote, life was better when we had slaves. Quote, life was better than when we had slaves. They were actually tamed like animals, end quote. He also advocated building a wall, quote, like the one Israel has to keep Muslims out and to keep, quote, illegals, end quote, from entering the United States. These are from, and then there were also Twitter posts revealed from 2014, I believe, which compounded these posts. And as I said, members of the school district, community members, as well as workers, have initiated an effort to recall him. So this is not the first time something like this has happened in Riverside Area School District. We had an editorial on it, I believe, last quarter. But recently, relatively recently, which is troubling in and of itself. But where do you think this is stemming from in terms of these teachers at local K through 12 schools, I guess, feeling empowered to voice these views? And second, do you think they should be fired or punished for doing so, especially on a discussion of free speech? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because, you know, it's like my answer is going to be the exact same thing for this. You know, he has a right to say it. Is it wrong? Maybe. It depends on how you look at these things. But, I mean, he has a right to say it whether we like it or not. Is it offensive? Yeah, it is offensive. But, I mean, just because it's offensive doesn't mean he doesn't have a right to say it. Now, the great thing about a democracy is that when elected officials say these things, they have to pay political consequences. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's paying the political consequence. There's movements, you know, Recall Barragán is, you know, it's alive. It's promoting for his recall. And, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, you know, he even if he doesn't get recalled, he's still paying the political price for saying these things. But he does have a right to say them nonetheless. So, you know, this is something we really have to keep in mind. Even though it is offensive and it's derogatory, you know, we still have to keep in mind the fact that he has the right to say this. We'll just let the public handle him, if you see what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know. For me, this is kind of a good thing, right? Because now that he does have the right to say it and did say it, now you can get this guy, this elected official, out of office, right? Because this is not, I think, by and large, this is not the type of mentality we want a elected official within a school district to have, right? Like, that's probably not what you want in a school district. Like Evan said, that's the nice thing about the society we have is that he's entitled to believe what he believes, and he said what he believes, and now he'll face the consequences for it. I know my mom's a teacher, and I know, like, so for me, I definitely want to see him fired, because that's not the kind of atmosphere or mentality I would want to be the part of the school district my kid went to. You know, I would want my kid to go to a school district where it didn't have ridiculous racists, but, you know, that's up to you, I guess. But I would say, as far as just a school district goes, especially, it's one of those things where while you do have the right to say what you want, you have to also keep in mind your thoughts and actions are representative of who you work for and what, you know, entities you represent, right? So the school district, what school district was it?
Alvord Unified.
Alvord Unified, right. So I'm sure Alvord Unified is going to come out with a statement that says these thoughts and feelings do not reflect or represent, you know, what the Unified School District stands for, and thus we'll be severing ties. Like, if you said, if he worked at any other company, right, they would say, and he said this, they'd be like, oh, this does not reflect, like Sony, right? Sony would be like, oh, this doesn't reflect what Sony believes in as a company, so we'll be severing ties with them. So, you know, like Evan said, he has a right to think and say what he wants, and you have the right to pay the consequences for what you say and think.
That is exactly what I was thinking. And again, no one's restricting you from saying what you want, and I agree. Sure, First Amendment, right? But he needs to accept the consequences, especially as a school board trustee. He's so high up. If this is the person that's representing a school district, especially with, you know, younger children or, you know, young adults who will be part of our next generation, how can we, what do we expect from the future, right? And if we allow this kind of behavior, especially in school districts or in schools, to continue on, then I can't imagine what even worse things could come up in the future. So I do agree that he definitely should be recalled from the school board trustees or any leadership positions that he is in. That's just my personal feeling.
So Evan, was your argument, obviously you argue yes, he has the right to say these things, but on top of that, were you arguing also he should not be punished or recalled for saying these things?
Oh no, I'm saying, you know, whether he should be recalled or punished, I think that, you know, it's not, I don't really think it's up to me to say that. I don't agree with what he has to say, but see, the thing is that he's paying the political price for this. So what I mean by that is that, you know, he angered his constituents, right? And now they're going out and they're advocating for his recall, which is basically, you know, just having him removed from the board. So, you know, whether he should be or should not be punished for it, he already is, because his constituents are trying to get him removed from his job. So that's pretty much the punishment right there, if that makes sense.
So do you agree with that?
Agree with him being recalled?
Yeah, with the recall.
You know, I don't share his same views. I think that maybe that's not something that he should... I don't really think that's something he should be saying, especially if you're working for a school district.
Yeah.
In California, in anywhere. You should not be saying those at all. So I think that maybe if these are true, I mean, to be fair, he did say that, I don't know if this is true. This is what he said. This is quoted in the article that, quote, the Riverside County Democratic Party negatively attacked me on Facebook, adding that he's not a racist, unquote. So, you know, if these are politically motivated, I don't know. You know, we don't know. But if these are true, then he should pay for what he said.
Yeah, we should make clear there are still allegations and he's denied them. He's
like you do.
Right. I mean, we really don't know. He said he's a self-described gay Hispanic Republican, but has denied holding racist views and feels like he's been profiled and targeted. As you said, the Democratic party, the local Democratic Party, right? Riverside Democratic Party has targeted him. Yeah, but I think, it's not as... These type of situations are interesting, right? Because, free speech and hate speech, sure, they're protected. But when we get into these different, I guess you could say, like, subsections of just society, right? Things become more less and less binary, right? And in this situation, like you said, he has a right to say these things, just as they have the right to vocally be opposed to it and try to recall him. So then where is the standard that we, like, find some middle ground on? And I guess we can find some kind of foundation in that, okay, your role as a teacher, as a trustee, a representative of students in whatever capacity, there is a level of fairness that the parents and students will expect you to uphold, whether it's in grading, something as simple as grading, or something as simple as setting rules. And if someone is making racist posts or derogatory posts about a certain group of people, which those students may fall under the umbrella of, then there is cause for concern. And that's, to me, reason to at least be concerned. And, you know, again, it's still allegations, but if these are proven to be true, to me, that's definitely reason for recall, beyond just the political, effects of it. Yeah, go ahead.
For those who have much, much is expected, right? So, like, this guy's in an elected position, right? He's high up in the school board. He's held to a different standard than the average person is, right? So this comes down to your platform, like the office you hold versus, you know, the platforms you express your opinion on and what you represent in your office, right? Mm-hmm. If he is indeed, you know, in favor of, like Evan said on there, that was alleged building the wall or whatever, that's fine. You can have your opinion. You can express that at a cocktail party or whatever. Taking to Facebook and other social media is not the avenue to do that for the position you're in. Like, he has to understand that what he represents and, like, the entity he represents is bigger than his opinions. And if he does express his opinions like such, then he's going to have to pay the cost of, like, well, you're not representing what the school district stands for, so therefore your time here is done, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, in building on that, you know, saying that African Americans were better as slaves is blatantly racist. That's obviously racist. So, you know, as a school board trustee, you're supposed to represent all of the students in your school district. And I think that that's something that just clearly shows that if these are true, that he doesn't. And I think that, like Miles said, he definitely should be held accountable for that and removed if these are true, in my view.
Yeah. Anything to add, Jasper?
No? Nope.
You're good. Yeah. It's definitely a concerning situation that this is, again, a repeated kind of, not an identical instance, but a repeated similar instance in which you have teachers and student representatives and K through 12 nonetheless being vocally racist and derogatory and exclusionary in their comments on a public platform, like you said, John, on Facebook. But again, like you also said, John, it's perhaps a positive that these things are aired out on a public platform as opposed to being said in, you know, small circles, private circles, in which we can kind of expose, I guess, the people who are perhaps not being the fairest in a position where fairness is
paramount.
Yeah, paramount, mm-hmm. Right, in representing students. But again, he has denied the allegations, but there is mounting and continual mounting evidence to prove such is true. So we'll see. It is developing. But otherwise, I guess we talked too much, so we're out of time, or coming out on time. But you guys, any last words? We'll go around the room.
We appreciate the listeners. Pick up an issue, and good luck on finals.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck on finals. Basically, exactly what John said. And hi, Mom.
It is getting nice and warm out there, so stay hydrated, drink lots of water. Best of luck with everything you have for the rest of the quarter, and enjoy your summer, and thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, and I guess I'd say, everything they said, second that, on top of the thank you all for reading and listening. Yeah, good luck on finals. Also, we'd be remiss not to acknowledge the 22 who passed away, as well as the 56 who are, I believe, injured. due to the bombing that happened at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. You know, our heart obviously goes out to them, and it's a type of these type of situations and these type of events are things that not only impact the people locally, but I believe impact beyond that, you know, beyond the just local city. So those things are very troubling, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if, where you guys were when you saw that news, but it was just continual like building in terms of the numbers, and it's just it's just like too close to home. It feels
very terrible.
It's
very
the definition of a tragedy.
Things like that. So too bad we can't send more than prayers, but we do send our prayers. We do send our thoughts to those affected. Nevertheless, again, appreciate you all listening. Appreciate you all reading. Again, this has been another edition of Highlander Newsroom for issue 29. We're coming up on the last two or three. We got new staff coming in, so hopefully we get new staff on the show, at least by the end of, maybe by the start of next year, if not by the end of this year. That'd be great. But yeah, again, thank you to Tina Bolt, Eddie Valencia, Monica Taylor, Louis Vandenberg, Elliot Fawn, and to all of you for listening and reading once again. Again, this has been Highlander Newsroom. We'll be with you next week.